just tell me a little bit about how this came to you to do this list.
I was in the lobby one day after I got through doing, you know, recording my show, mm-hmm. and Mary Z. She wanted something for she said something about brackets like they have in the
for basketball,
the Big Dance.
Yeah,
the colleges are NCAA. Mm-hmm. You know, brackets. Could I rank them? I told her, well, you got the brackets. I will provide some musicians. And then I got to doing something that I have had background in doing since I was 6 years old, listening to my mother's record collection and reading whatever I could read. Just going back, musicians that I admired. And I started ranking them. Now, if you notice, in each category being an instrument, mm-hmm. including the voice instrument, mm-hmm. male and female, the first 10 or maybe 15, 10 to 15, are ranked in that order just as I would rank them. Now, some categories go to 150, as you'll notice. I'll have 150, like trumpet players, mm-hmm. that I know and admire. Our local and international. After that, after about 15, the remainder of them are musicians that I admired or acknowledged. So, you know, it's impossible to rank 150.
Yeah.
For me too, anyway.
Yeah.
I'm not Leonard Feather or Nat Hinoff or some of those jazz writers from a long time ago.
Mm. How long did it take you to do this?
Oh, God. It took me a good month.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean, I was waking. I mean, I've talked to you about how you do your show, and we both agree that in doing our show, sometimes we have ideas, and you might get them at two of the. I don't know if you remember the conversation.
I do, yeah.
We had the conversation, yeah. You and me, about we would get up at 2 or 3 in the morning with an idea, maybe write it down so you wouldn't forget it.
Right.
Well, that's the way I'm doing that. I'm sleeping, and maybe I'm waking up to go to the bathroom or something, and two or three musicians come to my mind. Well, don't want to forget them, so I'll write them down.
So this all came from memory. This
yeah.
did not come from, okay, I'm gonna start going through my CD collection and my record collection.
Comes from my mother's record collection.
Yeah.
Things I've read.
Yeah.
I used to read any and everything I could about jazz when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about from 6 on. It comes from me having played trumpet. I don't know how well I played, but I played. From age 7, my mother bought me a used trumpet, $35, in a music store. Played in the little grade school band, played in the high school band, junior high school, high school. And then I went to junior college. I played in the college band, symphony music and marching music, no jazz. But there were always people around who told me that Louis Armstrong was the best trumpet player at that time, until I heard Dizzy Gillespie, Roy Eldridge, Dizzy Gillespie, people like that. And I started thinking for myself. But then Louis still ranks there. I mm-hmm. think I got Louis ranked about number 3 in trumpets, number 3 or 4. Let's see, it should be Dizzy Gillespie, Fats Navarro, Louis Armstrong, Miles Davis after Louis. Am I right?
What'd you say was number 1?
I believe I have Dizzy.
Yep.
And then after that, Fats Navarro, who
yep.
not too many people know. He died early. He died when he was 24.
Then Louis Armstrong.
Louis Armstrong, 3, Miles Davis. And then after Miles, I think it should be Thad Jones.
Clifford Brown.
Clifford Brown,
then
Thad Jones.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
And Kenny Dorham.
Yeah.
Howard McGhee, I think, is number 8.
He's 11.
11. Who's number 8?
Number 8's Roy Eldridge.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Roy.
Yeah.
Okay, 9 and 10.
Charlie Shavers.
Oh, yeah.
And Henry Red Allen.
Henry Red Allen, yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, anyway, but that's the way it goes. So just about the first 15
yeah.
is the way I would rank them in that order. After that, it would just be people like, well, not just, but people I admire greatly and acknowledge as great.